This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, talking about the smallmouth streams at this time of the year and probably what we'll encounter from now until, well, certainly the early part of October. The low, clear streams make for some difficult fishing, primarily because the bass are very wary. Let me just touch base on what I do, what I've been doing that seems to work. For one thing, I usually wade and fish upstream. This helps keep from spooking the fish. When they're facing into the currents, I'm sneaking up behind them. Second thing I do is usually make longer casts now than I would have a month ago. Now, I don't mean you have to double haul and rip your underwear and shoot out the whole fly line. You don't want to do that because you're going to miss a lot of strikes. But make long enough casts that you're not really spooking the fish. The third thing I do is fish around the aquatic grass beds. If I've got grass beds that are, hip deep or so around the, water around the grass beds would be hip deep or so, I fish that pretty heavily with the Shenandoah Damsel Popper. And in places where the grass is pretty much uniform across the river, a lot of times people say, well, gee, I'm hanging up in the grass. Well, certainly you will if you go under with nymphs and streamers. But I put that damsel popper on or the blue popper on and fish right over those grass beds because a lot of the bass are holding in those automobile-sized pockets in those grass beds, and those are their feeding stations. Now, what I've done real well with this year is fishing the upstream side of the river crossing ledges. Now, I'm wading upstream. These are ledges that will sometime be 10 feet wide and sometime will go all the way across the river, going perpendicular to the flow of the stream now. Water flowing over them will run anywhere from 6 inches to a foot deep. Now, these are perfect feeding stations for the smallmouth bass. If that ledge has a perpendicular face in front, the water upstream of it is, say, hip deep to chest deep, you've got a perfect feeding station. So what I've been doing is coming in behind these ledges, casting up and across these ledges with a surface bug like I've just described here. And I took a very big bass just a couple evenings ago doing this. See, the ledge hides our approach. It also forms a perfect feeding station for the bass. Now, naturally, you're going to get the best fishing when the light's off the water. So, you know, fish primarily morning, evening, that kind of thing. Bright sunlight's going to be tough no matter what you're doing. But don't overlook the front upstream side of those ledges because the bass I took a couple nights ago was a dandy. Thank you very much. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. If you have any question on any of this, just give me a ring.